This is going to radically change your life if you embrace it. The songs we sing, we serve an all-sufficient Savior who was an all-sufficient sacrifice. Just think about that. We have an all-sufficient Savior. All-sufficient for what? You fill in the blank. Everything. An all-sufficient Savior who was an all-sufficient sacrifice. It's been done. When Jesus said, the King James records that He gave up His ghost and He said, "It is finished." Do you know what that meant? It's done. Sin has been paid, eradicated. The price has been paid on the cross. That's why I get so passionate about this. Because the sin debt has been paid. And I've seen lives deliver from darkness and into the glorious light of Jesus Christ. He's an all-sufficient Savior. That's why you can pray, "Oh, Jesus, help my marriage. It's collapsing. Oh, Jesus, help my finances. They've dried up. Oh, Jesus, my health is diminishing. Oh, Jesus, my life is falling apart. Oh, Jesus, my hope is gone." Now, I know this isn't how tough guys pray, but it is how real men pray. You realize that? That's not how tough guys pray. If I was a tough pastor, I'd be in suit and tie. I would move from this pulpit. My monotone would be consistent. I would take a part of text and I would exegete it. I would bring in some Greek and some Hebrew and some nuances and the verb tenses. And this is a past present tense, which means this in the active form. And I would be so polished. But there's no spiritual life in it if he's not a man of prayer. If he's not a man filled with the Spirit of God, preaching the truth of God's word into the hearts of his people.